innovation seems to be it's just key to fiber manufacturing. Innovation, like your engineers must, you know, the brainstorming sessions around the table must be really quite something when you have, let's say, here's a
Fun.
situation and let's figure out how we can make this better, more efficient, right?
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
we love our team here. It's great. But it's really stemmed out of annoyances. You know, this is a problem. How do we fix this? I noticed this, like those kinds of things, really working through some of that. Apparently, you're always supposed to have a lazy, you always want a lazy inventor because they come up with the best ideas because they don't want to do it anymore. And maybe we're lazy, but yeah, it's the kind of where your ideas stem from. And it's been great that way. So.
It boils down to efficiency. I think that's, you know, you, the word lazy, but no, it's efficiency. In your video,
Yeah.
I watched your video and you stated margins are so tight for these farmers and efficiency is everything. So please share more on this statement and how fiber manufacturing is able to help our farmers' bottom line in the end.
Yeah, so kind of where our whole framework as a business is parked around and what we choose to even get involved in, whether it be earth moving, whether it be, you know, the spraying industry, whether it be, you know, some of the hay tool side, is the core thing always has to be what is the value proposition? Like, how much does this change for our farmers and making it easier or faster or increasing capacity or something like that? It has to have a high value proposition for us to kind of get involved. So this whole sprayer fill system is where most of our growth has happened, is the value proposition for that thing. Like, we are adding 25% increased capacity to most sprayers, not by touching the sprayer or anything, changing it there. It's just by keeping it spraying. And we have guys who are one-man shows doing more than they ever did with two people. We have people selling sprayers because they don't need as many now because they can get so much more out of their others. When you have a $1 million machine and you can add 25% to what it can do, you know, for these larger farms, they can have less capital, they can utilize their people better. Like, it's a high value proposition. Then you get into situations like in 2016 on my own farm, we had a super wet summer. And our windows for spraying were so narrow. And we had on our peas alone that year, we were able to cover an extra 300 acres one day. But we couldn't finish the field before the rain started again. And we took a drone picture at harvest. And it was like a line down the field where we were able to cover more ground than what we normally would have. And it was the yield difference was so great that it would have paid that trailer off in one year alone. I mean, that was just on one crop in one situation. So, I mean, you don't always have those, but there's such a high value proposition for just helping with timing and getting it done. And we struggle with high winds. We struggle with, you know, like our optimal times are so narrow. And when you want to go, you got to go hard. That alone has added, you know, so much efficiency, and it's almost insurance in some ways, you know, to help ensure that you can be there when you need to be. That value proposition is high, and that's kind of why we've experienced so much growth, as people are seeing that too, and kind of based around that.